Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Liv and Sophie with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, thousands of construction workers have taken to the streets in protest of changes to the Best Practice Industry Conditions Policy. Earlier this month, the Queensland government suspended regulations that were reportedly blowing out construction costs, including tools down when the temperature reaches 35 degrees or double pay for working in the rain. Union leaders claim that these safety measures protect tradies from heatstroke and other injuries and illnesses, and have condemned the government for playing politics with people's lives.
The Brisbane City Council has created a joint task force with Queensland Police in attempts to reduce antisocial behaviour and crime in the city's homeless tent camps. However, these claims of growing violence in encampments is not backed up by available evidence. Using information from the Queensland Police Service online map, Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner says there has been 60 offences committed in the Musgrave Park encampment. However, this map does not actually contain information on Musgrave Park. When the ABC requested access to the police data that has informed these statistics, they were told that Queensland Police Service data is a matter of Queensland Police Service. University of Queensland homelessness researcher Cameron Parcell says based on evidence, it is cheaper and more effective to provide housing to homeless people than to criminalise them. Criminalising them only punishes people who are already excluded.
In national news, a New South Wales police officer found guilty of manslaughter after tasering a 95-year-old woman, Claire Nowland, has now been suspended without pay. Christian White tasered the dementia patient unlawfully at her aged care home in May 2023. The woman later passed away in hospital. White's lawyers would challenge a Crown application to keep him in custody before sentencing in the New South Wales Supreme Court today.
Online travel giant Webjet is being taken to court by the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission over claims around misleading advertising and unfulfilled flight bookings. The watchdog alleges that the Webjet promotes cheap flights without adequately disclosing additional fees that would occur during checkout, which is an alleged breach of the Australian consumer law. It was also found on at least one occasion they confirmed a flight and took payment when it hadn't booked the flight with the airline. The case will be held in federal court later on Thursday.
In international news, residents of Lebanon who have been displaced due to conflict between Israel and Hezbollah celebrate being able to return to their homes as the ceasefire holds for a day. Hezbollah has claimed the ceasefire as a victory, with Israeli troops expected to withdraw within 60 days. Despite the celebrations, many residents have returned to find their homes in ruin following the intense bombardment in the region. Resident of Deir Filzeh, Ali Azouni, told reporters that, "We are victorious because we are all united." Many Israeli people from the northern region of the country are reportedly cautious about returning to their homes, fearing that the ceasefire will not hold.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. The temperature is currently 27 degrees, with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au/news.